And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD devotional diamond of the day. He knows what he's doing. Really? He knows what he's doing. Plus, watch out for the C-nos. You've heard of rhinos. We're going to talk to you about C-nos. Also, sometimes it's not what we know, but it's not what we know, but who we know? No, I didn't say that. I said it's not what we know, but... And then we'll just leave it there. And we'll wind down today's hour, today's Facebook post, not me, myself, and I.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473 or contact us by osmosis. We'd like to see that part. Also, you can call 866-K-PRAISE. Either way, hey, remember, any topic is technically open for conversation. And you want to know why? Because it's not professional radio. That's for sure. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
The hometown advantage. You can see it in that new shop down on Main Street, in the office downtown, the factory by the river, and the farm down the road. It's because of people like Reggie in finance and Ruth, the paramedic. Keisha the designer has it, and so does Orlando the nurse. They live around here. They care about this community. They work hard to succeed. And that makes a difference. At HelpWantedSanDiego.com, we're proud to work the hometown advantage. We work it around the clock, connecting local employers and local job seekers with local jobs they're good at, jobs they deserve. Post your job today and search a database of resumes to find, select, and hire the best local employees. Employees who live close by, close to family and friends, close to home. That's the hometown advantage. HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work.
The alarm goes off, but until you get your first cup of coffee, you're not awake.
Oh, coffee, coffee, coffee. Hey, honey, how you doing this morning?
We all need a little time to transition from sleeping to being fully awake and functional. But not God, though. He's always ready to hear from you. The Bible says,
"He who watches over you will neither slumber nor sleep."
Whatever your need is, and whenever it arises, God is ready to listen. And you can always find direction and inspiration from God in the Bible. In fact, setting aside time every day to read God's Word and talk to Him in prayer can do wonders for your outlook on life, even if you do still need your morning coffee. You can learn more at this website. It's findpeacewithgod.net. It's from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Your blood donation matters to the patients counting on life-saving transfusions. Visit redcrossblood.org.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
But I feel like breaking out, having some good time, breaking out, living some life.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. What you don't know right now is Tugboat Todd worked an early shift, so we have, incredibly, we have Captain Chris running the boat. What was your, did you ever have a nickname back in the day? I'm just curious if they had like a Captain Chris or, they called you Spidey? Done. All right, done. All right, Spidey, good job filling in. For those that don't know, Chris is the man that you've been hearing on the radio for, they, what is it, 8 months now? Eight, is it nine? 10 months? Oh, well, it's not that long when it's working with me. Every day is just like a year. All right, anyhow, let's get into who is paying for this. That's an excellent question. Not me. I don't have any money. Here, this segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasool. Sam's paying for some of this because Sam is the man. If you are looking to work with somebody in real estate in San Diego and you want to know how high up Sam is in that process, you're thinking, well, is he like a high one of those guys that does a lot of work? He's number 8 out of 25,000 in Southern California. You're thinking, well, that's just too much. No, the reason that him and his team are number 8 is because nothing is too much. He works with everybody, low, high, everywhere in between. If you've got something going on in real estate, get in touch with Sam by going to thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. By the way, maybe you're selling your house and it needs a little work. Sam will forward up to $25,000 to help you get that house fixed up. At the close of escrow, he takes the money back out, doesn't charge any interest. By the way, maybe you're thinking, Dave, no, seriously, Dave, the house is worth about $4 million. Terrific. Sam takes 25% of his gross commission and gives that to whatever church or charity you desire. That's the commitment he has to the process. You want to give him a call at 858-780-1-SAM. That's 858-780-1-SAM. And Tugboat Todd's not here, so I'll do his part and my part when we say, if you can't, if you don't, are doing real estate directly yourself and you know somebody else, we would ask you to send them to Sam. Send them to Sam. It's kind of like a Yosemite Sam. Look. That's why they pay me the big bucks, right? There. Yeah, I am working on it. All right, don't forget about Whitefields Ministries and our great friend Steve Wheeler, who's in, well, he was in Japan last week, so this week he's in some other place. Because that's all he does is go to place to place to place to place. We love Steve and Coral. He's a great guy. Fills in for me. He has gone through ministry 101, 201, 301, 401, 501, 1001, 2001. He helped John MacArthur, by the way, establish the tape ministry, which back then was tapes, into the CD ministry. I mean, that's Steve goes back away. Here, if you're interested in getting involved with a ministry that takes the gospel to the four corners of the earth, helps rural pastors financially and educationally, helps clean drinking water in villages that use cesspools as their water systems, and helps network between ministry, ministers, churches all over the world, get in touch with Steve at Whitefields Ministries. You do that by going to whitefields.org. Whitefields comes out of the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 34. Whitefields.org. That's what I would encourage you to do. Okay, folks, you better get ready. I hope you have your seatbelt on if you're in the car. Not because you're listening to this show. I just hope you have your seatbelt on. But the other part is what we're going to talk about today. We've got some pretty, I think, some pretty intense stuff. And this DDD is called He Knows What He's Doing. So one of the things that happens for me in my encounters with dealing with pastors and ministers, teachers, college professors, and believers, some of the best people I have ever met in my Christian walk in 40 years are some of the most humble people that just, you know, they're just full and beaming of the Lord no matter what it is they're doing. Those are some of the, you know, great, great examples of the Spirit of God living in somebody. And so sometimes I'll run into people and they have been through a tough time. I don't know if you are a person that's ever been through a tough time. Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. If you haven't, I want to check with you how the weather was at Mars. How was it there? Was it nice? Oh, so now that you're here, we are back together then. That's cool. Here's what I want you to know. We'll start with this one. Romans 11:2. Romans 11:2 says, God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. Or do you not know what the scripture says in the passage about Elijah, how he pleads with God against Israel? See, Israel was doing a bad job and they messed up. And Elijah was the prophet of the time. And Elijah was like, Lord, they're bad. But here's the thing about God. He doesn't, get ready for this phrase, it's a big theological term, it's spread all over the seminaries. He doesn't uncall us. He doesn't uncall us. You know how people go, oh, the Lord called you. Right, he doesn't uncall you. Okay, you know how people are into cola? He's not uncalling this. Get it? He knows everything about you and I, watch this, and chose you anyway. You understand that, right? So if God is omniscient, okay, which means he knows everything, omni and then science, you put them together, it's omniscient. If he knows everything, he knows what would have happened had King David gone this route or that route. He knows multiple universes. He doesn't just know one universe. He knows the alternate universes. If this person does this, this will happen. If this person does this, this will happen. God knows all of that. He knows everything there ever was to know about you. Every sin you will commit in the next minute, 10 minutes, 100 minute, 1,000 minute, 10,000 minute, 100,000 minutes, and God chose you anyway. You understand that? God didn't go, I didn't realize this about Dave. I chose him. I've loved on him for 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40 years. But, you know, year 41, I think that'll wrap it up for me. I can't extend it anymore. It's not like God is getting a revelation that you and I have moments of failure. You're aware of that, right? I mean, Peter was about to deny Jesus, and Jesus told him ahead of time because he knew that that was going to happen. Romans 11:29 says, for the gifts and calling of God are irrevocable. So the gifts and the calling of God, the gifts that God pours out and his calling in your life, the things that he's poured into you for you to use to bless people, and his calling on your life to represent him in different circumstances at different times, those gifts and that calling cannot be revoked. Do you understand what that means? That means that God does not pull it back. He didn't choose you and go, rats, can't believe I chose that spoon guy. Wow. When God calls a nation, when God calls a person, here's the one I want you to get. When God calls you, he didn't go, well, okay, we'll see how this pans out. See, that's thinking God doesn't know how it's going to pan out. That is your and my's limitation. We've got to stop that. Those are ridiculous. The Lord chose you before the foundation of the earth, the scripture says. Now, in case you're not aware of what that means before the foundation of the earth. Now, what that really means is before the earth had a foundation. What that means is before there was an earth. That means before there was an earth, you were no glitter in your mom and dad's eye. You were non-existent in the entire universe realm except to God. And then you were birthed into his providence of universe, and he called you. He didn't make a mistake. He knows what he's doing. And you're thinking, yeah, but I did this, and then I failed at this, and I did this, and I failed at this. Yeah, seven times a righteous man falls and gets back up, the scripture says, which means you can fall seven times, you get up seven times. I knew this person that used to train horses. You ever be around one of those indoor stable arenas? It was in Flagstaff, Arizona. You know what happens when a person falls off the horse? You know that expression, get back on the horse? Want to know why? Well, because the ground is filled with different unique odors that would encourage one to get back up, dust oneself off, and get back on the horse so as not to lie in the mire. Get it? He didn't make a mistake when he chose you. He didn't do something goofy. He knew exactly what he was doing. He chose you, loved on you, called you, and you're his. Now, we're going to take an exit right here, and we're going to take a short break and come back and get into our next realm. But remember, God chose you for a reason and a purpose. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
How would you like a second source of income without having to work a second job? Does that sound just about too good to be true? Well, my friends at Online Trading Academy can show you how other people are doing this every day. You see, they have a patented core strategy that can help you learn how to follow what the big banks on Wall Street are doing and how profits are being made when the market goes up and even when it goes down. Right now, they are offering a free Wall Street Insider Kit, so you can get started right away. You just need to text the word INVEST to 57682. You'll get two online classes, instructional videos, and a guide that will help you learn to build that second income. It's all free. Text the word INVEST to 57682. They'll even throw in two free tickets to an upcoming workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. The market is making all kinds of moves. Are you ready to move with it? Text the word INVEST to 57682. That's INVEST to 57682. Message and data rates apply.
Praise to God comes naturally when you count your blessings.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Ann Cetus. Ann writes, "My friend Gloria called with excitement in her voice. She had not been able to leave her home except for doctor's appointments, so I understood why she was so happy to tell me. My son just attached new speakers to my computer, so now I can go to my church." Now she could hear the live broadcast of her church's worship service. She raved about God's goodness and the best gift my son could have given me. Anne continues, "Gloria teaches me about having a thankful heart. Despite her many limitations, she's thankful for the smallest of things. Sunsets, helpful family and neighbors, quiet moments with God, the ability to remain in her own apartment. She's had a lifetime of seeing God provide for her, and she talks about him to anyone who visits or calls. We don't know what difficulties the author of Psalm 116 was encountering. Some Bible commentaries say it was probably sickness because he said, 'The cords of death entangled me.' But he gave thanks to the Lord for being gracious and full of compassion when he was brought low. When we're low, it can be hard to look up. Yet if we do, we see that God is the giver of all good gifts in our life, great and small, and we learn to give him thanks." Sometimes we need a little extra motivation to help us spend time in God's Word each day. And now it couldn't be easier with email devotionals from Our Daily Bread. Sign up for the daily encouragement at getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, where Spidey is filling in for Tugboat Todd. And so he hasn't had a chance to do the show multiple times, but he's doing a fantastic job right off the bat. He just doesn't know that when we do our intro, sometimes I just sit there and listen to it and dance because, I don't know, it's fun. Yeah, well, that's why it's radio. It's theater of the mind. So just imagine somebody who doesn't have a lot of hair, is overweight, and is behind a desk and behind all these microphones. And just imagine whatever that dance is, the best possible way. And it's nothing like that. That's all you got to do right there. That's how you would do that. We're going to get ready to do our real quick. We're going to do what's called Watch Out for C-Nos. Watch Out for C-Nos. A lot of you are thinking, what is that? I'll tell you in a second. Just a sec. Don't forget about the Pastor's Masters Golf Tournament taking place on May 8th. If you've not had a chance to play golf at St. Mark's Golf Club, it is a excellent opportunity, especially if you're in ministry, if you're a pastor. It's fellowship rest. I don't know how is it rest when it's golf? You know, I haven't figured that part out yet. So let's just say it's fellowship lunch, a special gift, awards, desserts, and then somebody comes around and tickles you because apparently there's laughs as you meet together. So
okay.
I'm just reading into what I think it's supposed to say. Pathway to Victory is with Dr. Robert Jeffress, my friend. Great guy. Love him. He wrote the endorsement of my book, so I appreciate that. Come on. You would too. Don't lie. So Monday through Fridays, 11 a.m., Pathway to Victory here on K-Praise. Always encouraging, always challenging. Boy, I'll tell you, that is a guy that does great work television-wise, standing for the truth in the most simplistic fashion. So I appreciate that. Let's get into our special DDD devotional diamond of the day called Watch Out for C-Nose. So some of you are thinking, C-Nose. What's a C-Nose? Are we talking, SeaWorld? Are we talking, like little seals? C-Nose? No. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 9 says this, but the people did not listen. Manasseh led them astray so that they did more evil than the nations the Lord had destroyed before the Israelites. So let's understand something, not just in relationship, as many Christians would say, conservative Christians would say, especially in relationship to the last administration, not just in that capacity, but also in the capacity of this administration, also in the capacity of prior administrations, you must understand that in the realm of humanity and government and leaders, leaders can lead people astray. To have a notion that your leader is always right and should always be listened to, no matter what they say, no matter where it is a notion that God does not support by Romans 13, the way that people try and get you to think that that's how it goes. Otherwise, if Romans 13 had that absolute application, everybody who supported Adolf Hitler would get a medal, and everybody who rebelled would get a penalty. You going to try and defend that? Let me help you out. The one statement that trumps, no pun intended, the one statement that trumps that we're to obey government is when the commands from God directly are in conflict with the commands of the government. So when the government commands you to worship false idols, your obedience or compliance is not only are you alleviated from responding or obeying? You are commanded to be disobedient to that, because it is better to obey God than men. And when mankind puts forth that killing life in the womb is justified because it's lucrative and it's an ability to control planet population and treat everybody like cattle, it's your responsibility to say absolutely not. We obey God rather than man. Leaders can lead people astray. Any leader, by the way, not just political, any leader can lead people into disaster. It's even more true for Christians and non-Christian leaders and Christians who don't seek the counsel of God. So you might have somebody who's in a political office or a leadership position, and they can lead people if they're not seeking the counsel of God. For direction, there's a problem. And let's just have that moment of honesty instead of being kind of like flaky, goofy people. C-Nose are people that are in positions of leadership that get to those positions of leadership using faith as a stepping stone, so to speak, or the faith as a stepping stone, but don't have any genuine faith. We call them C-Nose. You know what that is? Christian in name only. I believe in everything that God ever said. Then they get into the office and they're like, yeah, we're going to do everything I think we should do. And it's like, wait, that's wrong. And people in power are going to have more power, and people who are poor are going to get poor. That's the way that they're – that's wrong. You got to be careful. Christian in name only is a C-No, and that's a person that's actions do not line up with Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21. And I don't care what church they're affiliated with. I don't care what the background is. I don't care if you tell me that their great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was baptized on Mount Everest. I could care less. If they're not following the scriptures, there is a problem, and they are a sino. I don't care what. Well, that person, he's definitely a Christian because he said so. Really? That's funny because the Bible says, by their fruits you shall know them, not by their promises. It's like, so, okay, wait. So we get to know by what they do. Here's what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11:1. Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. And oh, for those that are just not sure, I just want to make sure you understand this. This applies to pastors and all biblical leaders. You can have somebody get behind the pulpit and they can preach all day long. They can be a sino just like anybody else, depending on whether they have a genuine walk or not. Let's use Billy Sunday's lines, not mine, it's his. Just because you go to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than walking through the garage makes you a car. It's just, I mean, come on. There's reality there. Here's the key. We have to stay connected to God through ourselves and not through somebody else. And I don't want you to know that guy, he's so close to God. Great. What about you? Well, those people over there and the way they do it, that's great. What about you? It's you and God, and when you stand before God, there will be no Adam and Eve-ing it. You will not be able to go, she made me do it. You won't be able to go, the snake made me do it. That didn't fly then. It's not going to fly now. People, we need to understand that the call and the cry from God, from the prophets on high and from the people below, is do not be a sino. You got to do more than Christian in name only. Now, does that mean you have to be a perfectly good goody-two-shoes? No, I would actually be more concerned if you really were that way. Because that seems like it's more of a front. I would rather you be a person who struggles. At least I know I can identify with you. But that's why Jesus is the Messiah and nobody else, because he walked perfect. So what we need to do is be aware that our leaders need, especially in the Christian position, need to follow the Lord. I mean, we're supposed to follow them as they follow the Lord. If they're not following the Lord, it's like, whoa, well, guess where you find out how the Lord does things and how that processes and where that information comes from? It comes from the Word of God, what God has to say. So we use that. So here's my admonition as we wind it down. Pray for the leadership of this country, politically, of course. Pray for the pastors and people who are in teaching positions and leadership positions, of course. Make sure that they're not and you're not being a Christian in name only, of course, of course. And you use the scripture to give you definitions of what it is that God's heart is, since in Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21 and those 66 books, 39 in the old, 27 in the new, 786,000 words are our plumb line. That's what you do. But it does start with you first to make sure it's right between you and he. Right? You know it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back for more. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him. When Da I Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, I will never believe your God and change my religion. But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefield's ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Sometimes the pressure in life builds to the point we feel like we're going to burst.
This is Real Family Life with Dennis Rainey for Monday, April 24th. What does pressure sound like in your life?
Sounds just like cell phone ringing.
Stop it! Mom!
It sounds like that.
That is it. I am there. I am so there.
Paul wrote about pressure in the New Testament. Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise men, redeeming the time because the days are evil. What Paul's talking about is that we need to pay careful attention to the direction we're facing. We need to make sure we're shooting for the right goal and have the right values. Redeeming the time literally means to purchase or buy back a season. It's not necessarily squeezing everything you possibly can into every minute. That means being attentive to the detail of what's happening around you and what's getting ready to happen in your life. One final thought. One practical way couples can redeem the time is by sitting down and talking, discussing, and planning together. Barbara and I try to get away and do that every Sunday night. Not only can you help one another make the most of your days before you, but it's fun too. Why don't you and your spouse set aside some time this week for a little date and work on ways that you can redeem the time? I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's Real Family Life.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn earrings today.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Michaela's got, like, the best earrings.
Sarah, buckle up.
I wish my name was Michaela.
We're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh, yeah. Seatbelt. I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
It can be tough getting through to kids, but it's your job to make sure they're wearing your seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Every time you say you love me. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Woo-hoo-hoo. Spidey taking over at the controls today, having fun, just getting used to some of the insanity that takes place on this side of the walkway. See, we have a hallway that goes in between the office or the production room, so to speak, and the actual broadcasting studio. And so you learn to learn about one another's nuances across the hallway, since there's two really big glasses between the two. So you'll notice that we'll do things a little bit differently. But he's doing an excellent job, so we're very happy about that. Good job, Spidey. I'm just curious, so you've had Spidey as part of your identity for quite some time. When were you first introduced to Spidey as Spider-Man?
You mean from the comic books, yeah, or is my name?
Both.
Comic books. My first Spider-Man comic was Amazing Spider-Man number 4 with the Sandman in it. And when I was working in Bakersfield at KKXX, I had a bunch of Spider-Man toys. And that was about 1981. They started calling me Spidey.
Wow, that's a long time to have that name going on. Wow, I like that. Did somebody ever get you like a shirt that said Spidey?
Oh, all the time I still get Spidey gifts. And it's S-P-Y-D-E-E.
In case somebody's worried about a lawsuit?
Something like that, yes.
Okay. That just
just me.
Okay. Just you. Yeah.
See, who's got more money, Spidey or Marvel Comics? Better not go there.
I know, but they're dying because their comic branch is like their revenues from their comics are falling down, way, way down. That's what happens when you go into progressive corruption. I mean political correctness. I knew it was one of them.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I agree.
My bad. All right. Let's get into our next DDD, I do want to let you know. I always kind of, you know, let you know a couple of things in between. Don't forget about the school tuitions. I did have somebody call, and I'm trying to get back to that person. They found a school they want to do a half-price tuition on, but they're not on our list, but they called out to me, and I'm reaching out to school, and I need that person to call me back. I left them a message, so call me, call me, call me, call me, call me. Okay, that's the way I say that. Just call me, and that'll be the way to do that. Let's get into our next element called, it has a title called Sometimes It's Not What We Know. Sometimes it's not what we know. Be challenged on this one. I hope you are. Luke chapter 8, verse 49 through 55. For those who want to follow along, you can follow along. As you know, I, you know, try to just go through a little bit and make sure we catch what's going on. Here's what it says. While he was still speaking, he referring to Jesus, while he was still speaking, someone arrived from the house of the synagogue leader. Your daughter is dead, he told Jairus. Do not trouble the teacher anymore. But Jesus overheard them and said to Jairus, do not be afraid. Just believe and she will be healed. When he entered the house, he did not allow anyone to go in with him except Peter, James, and John and the child's father and mother. Meanwhile, everybody was weeping and mourning for her. But Jesus said, stop weeping. She is not dead, but asleep. And they laughed at him, knowing that she was dead. But Jesus took her by the hand and called out, child, get up. Her spirit returned, and at once she got up, and he directed that she be given something to eat, and her parents were astonished. But Jesus ordered them not to tell anyone what had happened. So here is Jairus, and this is coming right off of the same story, by the way. This is going to kind of blow your mind a wee bit, but it's coming off that same story where you had the woman with the issue of blood. And so she is, you know, just got healed. And while that was going on, Jairus had already asked Jesus to come. And Jesus said yes, and he's on the way. And while they were going through that moment, Jesus was delayed. You understand what delayed? I'm just, you know, you get on the freeway, you're going to the airport, and you end up running 30 minutes behind. Everybody knows what delayed means. He was delayed. There was a situation. A woman was getting healed. She had an issue of blood. While that was happening, somebody came with additional news to Jairus and said, your daughter is dead. Now, you can tell me a lot of stuff in life, but when somebody comes up to you and gives you the second note, somebody that you love is very sick, here's the second note, they're dead. Your brain pretty much thinks, that's it. You're not thinking it, whoop, that's it, right? He might have thought, gee, I wish Jesus didn't get delayed. But they said, it's over. Your daughter is dead. Don't trouble the teacher anymore. Jesus overheard them, and look what Jesus said. Could you imagine at that moment being a parent and they're telling you your child has died, and now you're starting that immediate deep, deep sense of the deepest grief possible, and Jesus leans over and says to you, ready? Do not be afraid, number one. Just believe, number two, and she will be healed, number three. If you're a parent and you have a child that just died and somebody leaned over to you after that child was dead and said, don't be afraid, just believe, your child's going to be healed. You have two choices. You could absolutely freak out and start yelling at the person because of your deep, deep grief, or you can hang on to that sliver of hope that maybe he's right. That's why Jesus said, don't be afraid, because that fear was going to kill that hope. And what happened? They went to the house, and he was with Peter, James, and John, and the father and the mother. And the Bible says that Jesus didn't allow the people, didn't allow anybody to go in with him except Peter, James, and John and the father and mother. You want to know why? Why didn't Jesus let anybody else come into the room but Peter, James, and John and the mom and the dad? You want to know why? Atmosphere. Those people were so convinced that the child was dead and gone, they started the grieving process. The father is in suspension of the grieving process. Jesus tells the father, just hold on. Just hold on. Don't be afraid. Watch what I'm going to do. It's going to rock your world. And then Jesus takes Peter, James, and John, and they all go in, but nobody else is allowed in the room. Jesus is controlling the atmosphere so that the weeping doesn't prevail, so the doubting doesn't prevail, so the end of the situation doesn't prevail. And then he tells the people, stop saying she's dead. She's not dead, but sleeping. And what do they do? It says they laughed at him, knowing that she was dead. And that word laugh means mocked. They mocked Jesus because they were positive that she was dead. And by human standards, she was. But human standards are not better than Jesus' standards. So while they knew she was by the human side of things, Jesus knew she wasn't by the divine side of things. Guess what? It's not always the way we think it is. It's not always as you see it. It's not always as I see it. It's not always what we perceive it to be. The people were sure that she was dead. Jesus was sure she was coming back. The people were ready to grieve. Jesus was ready to lift. The people were ready to bury. Jesus was ready to feed. See the difference? Child, get up, he says to her. I do think he said child because if anybody else would have heard his voice and they were dead, they would have gotten up. If Jesus would have said, get up, there'd have been a problem. That's why he said, Lazarus, get up. Remember all the, there's a tomb and all that. You've got to be careful. Child, get up. Specifically to her. And her spirit returns, the Bible says. Her parents are astonished. They end up giving her something to eat. So she's reviving and getting that strength back. But the people knew she was dead, but they were wrong. Because they only knew from the human side, not from the divine side. Which means that you and I have an opinion, an assessment, a position, and so does God. And guess whose opinion is more important than yours and mine? I'll give you 5-letter guesses. It starts with a big J. Get it? Kept the atmosphere right, fulfilled, forward. So there's 3 things for you and me. Don't be afraid. Believe and watch the healing of God. Yeah? Cool, isn't it? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back for our Facebook post. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
The Hometown Advantage. It's up and down Main Street. It's also in the office downtown, the factory by the river, and the farm down the road. That's because most folks who work here love living here. They care about this community. They work hard to succeed, and that makes a difference. At HelpWantedSanDiego.com, we're proud to work our hometown advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. Post your job today on HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work. The hometown advantage. You see it in the shops and offices downtown, in our factories, schools, and farms. Jeff the accountant has it. So do Corey in IT and Amber, the vet tech.
they found local jobs at helpwantedsandiego.com. It's where local employers find local workers like you, people who care about this community. Search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at helpwantedsandiego.com. Local jobs that work.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. Yeah. Hey, I want to let you know a couple of things. If you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Now, most of you know, during the show, I can't really respond to a lot of emails and stuff like that. Just, you know, when you send them to me, I do get them. I try and respond. If I forget, it's not because I'm trying not to answer. I'm 55, going on 85 and 35, depending on what's going on. Well, is it 85 and 25, depending on what's going on. If it has to do with sports right now, I'm not feeling very young. I'm feeling a little more 85-ish for the first time in 25 years. My Detroit Red Wings did not make the playoffs in hockey. I'm sad. And then the other thing that is, I'm having a hard time with sports lately because ESPN is so bizarre. They've become so weird. It's like, look, if I want entertainment, I will watch a movie. If I want your political opinion, I will shut my TV off. That's how I'll get that. All right, let's get ready to do our Facebook post. Before we do, I want to give our very own Craig Kasten a shout-out. He gave me a little piece of paper. If you don't mind, I'll read it real fast. It's kind of cute, so bear with me. It says this in Alabama. This is a law in Alabama. Ready? You ready for this law? On the books. An on-the-books law. You can't wear a fake mustache that causes laughter in church in the state of Alabama. Right. All you people that were going to do that fake mustache in Alabama routine, you can't do that. That's against the law. You're not allowed to do that. When we come back in the other hour, we're going to talk about some other laws that are equally as important. I just want to know, when they had that legislative meeting to talk about that being an inappropriate law, I want to know who offered up, "You can't have a fake mustache in church, which could make people laugh." I want to know who that person was and why that person was elected to office. That's all I want to know. That they thought it was really important to have a law put forth. You have to think that it's somebody that has some kind of mustache wax company that's thinking, "No fake mustaches, so they won't use my wax." You know, something like that. It's got to be something bizarre.
I think it's the same guy that's doing the bullet train.
The bullet train. You know, I heard about that bullet train. Did you hear it? It went. That was it, because there's nothing.
Is
that
going from everywhere to nowhere?
It's at a speeding rate. You know, I'm waiting for Superman to come around the bend. You know, it's like it's faster than a locomotive. Well, obviously faster than that one. So am I. What does that mean? It means nothing. All right, let's get into our Facebook post. It's called Not Me, Myself, and I. You ever heard that joke, Me, Myself, and I? You know, me, myself, you know, three best friends, me, myself, and I. It's an old joke. Anyhow, this is Not Me, Myself, and I. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 11 through 13. And for those that think, you know, when you're doing scripture, everything should be super, super serious. So the next time you're reading the Bible, pick up that last IRS audit and put it right next to your Bible and read the Bible and look at your audit at the same time. That'll help you be as serious as you want to be. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 11 through 13 says this, "My brothers, some from Chloe's household have informed me that there are quarrels among you. And what I mean is this, one of you says, I follow Paul, another, I follow Apollos, another, I follow Cephas, and still another, I follow Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized in the name of Paul?" I love this portion because a lot of people will read this and they may perhaps miss this portion on Christian division. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 11 through 13 talk about Christian division in the church. Okay, these are all Christians. Where do you write a letter to Christians at the church of Corinth? You write it to the church. In fact, in the beginning, in verse 11, he says, "My brothers." Some from Chloe's household have told me. And one person's going, "I follow Paul." Another like, "I follow Apollos." Another one's like, "I follow Cephas." Yeah. And then you know that fourth person? That's the non-denom person. You know what that means? So these are like denominations, folks. I follow Paul. I'm like this denomination. I follow Apollos. I'm like this denomination. I follow Cephas. I'm like this denomination. And then there's that fourth one where the person goes, "I just follow Jesus. I'm just, you know," that's the non-denom. That's the non-denominational person that says, "Oh, I'm not into denominations. I just follow Jesus." And usually they'll call those Bible churches. And here's the real problem with that, just so you can know. All these people are Christians that Paul is talking about, every one of them. And a non-denominational church, in case you don't know what the word denominate means, a non-denominational church is a denominated church with a non-designation. To denominate means to identify with. That's what the word means. So when you say you're non-denominational, you're saying you just don't identify with the other groups. The problem here is this is not the answer to Paul's statement, "I follow Paul, another I follow Apollos, I follow Cephas," and he goes, "and still another I follow Christ," and says this, "Is Christ divided?" That's the question. All four groups are Christians. What's the problem here? Here's the problem. Ready? You would think the last one's got to be right. I follow Christ. You are wrong. Because Jesus is not divided. It is not I follow anybody. It's we follow. It should be we follow Christ. But what people were doing was they were separating from one another in groups of division, some more spiritual than others, perhaps. But Paul's like going, okay, look, Christ is not divided. He didn't say Paul is not divided. He didn't say Apollos is not divided. He didn't say Cephas is not divided. He knew who he was talking to. He's like going, okay, it's not this I stuff. It's we. We. Follow Christ. The problem is not the, you know, I really like this part of the scripture. I like this, or I like this. Great. Fantastic. Awesome. I like the Gospels. I like the Paulinian letters. I like Revelation. I like Acts. Great, 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 great. It's just not I. It's we. Which is why the scripture says brothers, like family. One might have red hair and white might have blonde hair and one might have brown hair, but it's family. It's not I, it's we. We follow Christ. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. You'll hear Marty, then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.